had a message planned. But God said no. He said, you have no agenda this morning. So this is going to be an interesting one. And what I'm going to speak on is our trust. What is our trust in? And, you know, we can trust in man, we can trust in our vehicles, we can trust in the ability of ourselves to go and do things, but people will let you down. Cars will break down. The enemy will attack you and he'll stop you in your tracks. But what are we trusting in today? That's my message. So here endeth the lesson. Now Barry's going to start to talk. Praise God. But I do have a few issues here that I need to sort of discuss with you in regards our trust. Because if we are a people of God, those of us that are here that know God this morning, if we are walking this walk, we have to learn to trust God in all things. Even the things that are failing around you. Even the time when you're in trouble. And I do have a couple of things to say to a few people in here this morning, so please pay attention. I hope you come expecting, because God does want to minister this morning, and he does want to minister tonight, so thank you for that. A little bit of anticipation, but let me share this with you, and I do this all the time, and it's in relation to my call, of what I believe God has called me to, and it's in Luke chapter 4, and you all have heard me say it before, and most of you would have. Luke 4, 18 and 19 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. When is the acceptable year of the Lord? It's right now. We're living in days now where the devil and the demonic forces are stirring up around the world. We hear of nothing but bad news on the TV. Any of you that watch it, I don't particularly watch TV, so it doesn't really matter to me, but I do hear what's happening, the like of ISIS and all these things that's going on. But you know, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. The power of God is greater than the power of the enemy. And we have to get ourselves in a position where we will believe God above everything else. Amen? In relation to this here, where it talks about Jesus when he went to the River Jordan and John baptized him in water, he then went off and was led of the Spirit, because the Spirit came down upon him in his fullness, was led of the Spirit into the wilderness, and he was there for 40 days and 40 nights and tempted of the devil at the end of it. Jesus answered that those questions of the devil and those things that he put to him by saying, devil, it is written. So he was telling him that the word is the truth, and it's the truth that will set you free. But the devil, you see, he likes to twist things, and he does this in our minds all the time. And the interesting thing is, in Matthew's account of this, it says, afterward, angels came upon him and ministered to him. Do you know that angels are in this room today? Do you know that angels are about you? If you know Jesus today, you've got angels wherever you go. I must teach on angels one of these days, because I'll tell you, it is powerful to know the power of the angels that has been given. You want to kick me again? No? Sorry, it's all a bit of fun. I don't want to keep this too serious, because I do have some funny bits and pieces to go in here as well. But I have a couple of serious notes as well, which I think we need to really have a look at this morning. And I am conscious of time, and God is always telling me, Barry, cut down, because I used to go for hours. I did, really. And people would go out with numb bums, you know, they'd be going out like this. And I'm trying to pray with them, and they wouldn't let me. But moving right along. So, yeah, that went over some heads, didn't it? So what God is saying to us here is to put our trust in him. And when Jesus was ministered by the angels, the thing that the Lord was starting to show me this morning about that was, he says, God the Father sent his Son. So if you're sitting here this morning and you do not know Jesus Christ, this is for you, okay? He sent his Son. His Son went to the cross and died for you and for me. But Jesus said, if I don't go away, God cannot send you the helper that you need, the comforter that you need, the person that's going to lead you into all truth. So when Jesus went to that cross and bore all your sin, all your sickness, all your disease, he took all of that upon himself and went back to be with the Father. He is seated at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places. Amen? And he says, because you make me the Lord of your life, you are seated in heavenly places with me. In other words, all power and all authority have I given unto you to deal with the enemy. But all too often, we put our trust in the flesh, we put our trust in vehicles, we put our trust in people, and not in God. And God is saying to us today, start today, if you're not doing it, put your trust in me, because I know what you're going through. So anyway, Holy Spirit came upon Jesus. Do you know that he never performed any miracles until the Holy Spirit came upon him? And yet he said, when I go to be with the Father, greater works will you do. Folks, we haven't even seen the works yet. We become so complacent in our mediocre little everyday life that we're missing what God is saying to us. And you know, God is speaking to every one of us every day when you go out to the shops, when you drive down the road, when you walk in to get your petrol, whatever it is you're going to do, God is speaking to you. Do you know why? There's a lost generation out there that need to hear from God. I was talking to a lady the other day, walked into a lady's shoe shop. And as she went up to pay for her goods to this assistant that was at the counter, the Lord gave her a word. And she said, I want you to speak to this woman. And she said, Lord, I'm in the middle of a shop and there's a queue behind me. But not my will, your will. And so she turned around to this lady and she said to her, the Lord would have me tell you that all is not lost. And that he's bringing and making a way for you where there is no way. And the woman broke down right where behind the counter. She's crying her eyes out. And all the staff came and gathered around her and said, you don't know what's going on in this woman's life. She says, oh, but I know, but God does. Set the woman free, brought her to the side of the shop, led her to Jesus. Come on now. Led her to Jesus. Why? Because of one word out of her mouth. You know, one word can set you free. One word. And you could be sitting here this morning and you're battling against the Spirit of God and the spirit of the enemy. And I know what the spirit of the enemy is like. I've come against it numerous times. I might share a couple of those with you as we go through here. But I can tell you this. The power is in him. It's not Barry. It's not Gordon. It's not Gordon. It's not Gordon. It's not anybody else. It is him. He is the power. He's the one that has anointed us to go and preach the gospel. The reason I use those verses of scripture is because they've been so real in my life for years. I mean, I got saved in 1986. I've had a few mishaps along the way. I've committed sin. Hello. But you know something? I'm quick to repent. And God says, keep a short account, because you don't know when he's going to come to take you home. We know when we slip up because we get the conviction. And it could be thought or deed, deliberate or not. Amen. So there's some of us in here today and you're battling with that and thinking you're unworthy. If you were unworthy, Jesus wouldn't have went to the cross. He knew you were a sinner. He knew you were bad to the core in a lot of things that you've done over the years. But he still went to the cross for you. So if you're sitting here today and you do not know Jesus Christ, I will give you opportunity before this meeting's over this morning to make him the Lord of your life. And it just happens like that. So anyway, I was on my way down to Nottingham. Let me tell you a little bit about the devil here and how the devil works. On the 1st of March, I went down to my grandson's christening. And I was invited on the day after to go and meet a pastor over near Nottingham. Walked in, this black pastor sitting there with an apostle, a pastor, and another pastor. And I'm going, whoa. I'm only coming here to say hello. During the course of the hour that I was with him, never met this man before in my life. And we all prayed over each other. We all talked and encouraged one another. And he prayed over me and he says, Barry, he says, I want to pray this over you. I want to pray protection over you today. I go, what? So that's okay. Now, I know how to pray protection over people. I know what the word says concerning putting our trust in him. And he said to me, he says, I want to protect your car and you on your way to Scotland. Now, I get a bit teary at times, but I want to tell you something. He prayed the front of the car, the back of the car, the sides of the car. So specific that I'm sitting going, what on earth would a man want to pray like that for? I drive up to Scotland on the M74, isn't it? Coming up to the junction 8 that I'm due to come off, and the snow came down like a blanket across the road in front of me. I'm sliding off I got the 3-2-1. You all know this when you're driving up the road. And I'm coming up into it. And whatever happened, I couldn't see the road. And all I could see was the pointed part of the barrier right in front of me. Now, I know you people wouldn't panic when that happens. In the middle of snow, there's blanket on the ground on a motorway. But Barry sort of jerked the wheel. Car went from one side of the road to the other, back to the other and back to the other, about four times, until I was able to gain control. Now, why am I telling you this? What came into me at that point when I gained control again was the prayer the man prayed, the man of God prayed. Do you hear me now? And he was so specific because the way I was bouncing about from one side of the road to the other, even if there had been a car coming behind me, I'd have been rode off. And I realized that the devil was out to try and kill me that day. Do you know that the devil wants to destroy your life? And he'll do it in any way, shape, or form he can. Thank God I got up the road, I got the next junction and slipped off on it. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because you have to put your trust in God. The car wasn't going to save me. What happened was the man of God prayed, and the power of God came down and protected me going to where I was going to. Amen? And so I'm sharing testimony with you about that. Because I know what demonic forces are. I don't know why I'm going down this road, because I didn't intend to go this way at all. I want to say this. There are some people in here who are... Yes, Lord. There's some people in here, one or two in particular, who have been delving in clairvoyancy, mediums, that type of thing. Horoscopes, whatever that is. And God is saying to you specifically this morning, you better stop right now because you're going to open up a door to allow the enemy in. And I can tell you of a surety, I have seen the enemy at work with people who have opened doors to that. I was in a meeting in Fife a number of years ago. And I got invited into this church. I'd never been there before. And I'm sitting almost at the back of the church. And a young lad of 16 years old had come with me from another church. And as I'm sitting there, I can hear chanting going on behind me. And there were three witches sitting behind me to come against the meeting. And as I'm sitting there, the door opened and two ladies walked in from the church I'd been at previous. And they sat down. They said, Barry, we were praying and we heard the Spirit of God saying that you were going to be under attack tonight. Folks, the devil is real. He is real. But the thing is, you see, if you know Jesus Christ, you have the greater one within you. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You see, God will always make a way for you where there is no way. God will always provide some means of escape for you. And so while I'm sitting there, the Lord said to me, I was preaching on healing because that was my main thrust of ministry that I did in those days. And the Lord spoke to me, he said, I want you to change the message tonight. Change the message. I goes, okay, what am I going to preach on? Lord, give me a break. I'm not prepared because I like my notes. Always like my notes. Notice I've gone to them quite a lot this morning. And I got up and I'm walking up and he says, preach on the blood. Jesus, power in the blood. The power is in the blood. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. This is the power. This is the anointing of God. So I go up. I start to preach. And I can see them squirming in the back row. These three women. Anyway, cut a long story short because of time. Comes down. I call a healing line. And I'm praying with folks. And these three people come walking up. And one in particular stood in front of two others, and she was just like this here, chanting away, and I could hear her chanting, and I'm praying with folks. And I just stopped, and the Lord said, just lift your hand up to her. Just lift your hand. Say nothing. And I just did that, and she shot back across the floor. And her two friends picked her up, and they scurried out. Do you know what? There is no demon in hell, none, that's got the power over Jesus Christ.
Amen.
None. Let me bring you to a verse of Scripture and my real message. And I'm dealing with this. And I'll tell you why I brought that up. Is my daughters phoned me the other day about something to do with a medium and about familiar spirits. This was the key. Believe me, folks, when you see the Spirit of God move, you can always get familiar spirits coming in. And well, yes, I was in a meeting the other night, two nights ago. And I walked into the room, and there was a bit of commotion going on. People were setting up, but the meeting hadn't started. And there's this guy lying on the floor doing his thing, laughing and getting on, you know, the way they used to do in the time of the Toronto Spirit and stuff like this sort of thing. Where you get the real thing, you're going to get a counterfeit. And I walked up, and he was spread out on the floor, and I walked, and I says, "Are you real? Seriously, come on." The Spirit of God doesn't operate like that. People make a mockery out of this thing, and the Spirit of God has to be worshipped, has to be holy. You have to be holy like He is holy. The Spirit of God does not want to be grieved. He wants to help you and wants to lead you into all truth. And here's these people falling about all over the place for no reason. And I remember years ago, and I've said this before, but I went to Toronto, went into the vineyard. I said, "God, if they've got something here, I want this." But you know what? The Holy Spirit can get up and move away, and people will carry on just as if He's still there. So this was this familiar spirit. And I said, so there is strange fire that coming into the land. But I want to tell you something. God is raising up His people today to move in the power and the anointing that we have never seen before. It is unprecedented. We are going to see a glory move of God. And you know what? It starts in people like you in here. And it only takes one of you to go out and start reaching out to someone out in that community to light a fire. The real fire of God. So anyway, if you've got a Bible, please turn with me. Oh, I wanted to share this with you. I got to share this. I have to share this with you. Sorry. I really do. But do open, please, at Luke chapter 8, I think it is. Yeah, Luke's Gospel. Yeah, chapter 8. It was interesting the way the worship went today. I thought it was wonderful. I love some of these old hymns that come out. They really touch my heart. Remind me of the old days. But I want to share this with you. And I don't know if I shared this here before, but this is, it's quite funny, but it's true. What are you putting your trust in today? Okay? And this is God talking to, say, me, for instance. So I say, "Well, God, can I ask you a question? Did I ever share this before? No?" And God says, "Sure, you can." I says, "Right, Lord, promise me you won't get mad." God says, "I promise." I said, "Well, why did you let so much stuff happen to me today?" And God says, "What do you mean?" I says, "Well, I woke up late." You ever woke up late and said, "Oh, God, why did you let me that?" No, not you. Maybe me. And God says, "Yes." And then I turned around to Him and I says, "Well, God, my car took forever to start." Okay. And then at lunch, they made my sandwich wrong and I had to wait. And God goes, "Hmm." And then me, on the way home, my phone went dead just as I picked up a call. And God says, "Oh, all right." So then on the top of it all, when I got home, I went to soak my feet in my new foot massager and relax, but it wouldn't work. Nothing went right today. Why did you do that? We ever been through anything like that? Only Barry? Okay. Don't lie to me. Liars don't get into heaven. God says, "Right, well, let me see. The death angel was at your bed this morning, and I had to send one of my angels to battle him for your life, so I let you sleep through that." Getting humbled now. And then says, "I didn't let your car start because there was a drunk driver on the route that you were going to take and would have hit you on the road." Oh, okay, Lord, I'm ashamed now. And God says, "The first person who made your sandwich today was sick and I didn't want you to catch what they had. I knew you couldn't afford to miss work. And I am embarrassed." Okay, Lord. "Your phone went dead because the person that was calling was going to give false witness about you and said on that call that I didn't even let you talk to them so that you would be covered." Okay, God, I see. And then God says, oh, the foot massager. Well, it had a shortage that was going to throw out all the power in your house tonight, and I didn't want you to sit in the dark. I'm sorry, God. Don't be sorry, he says. Just learn to trust me in all things, the good and the bad. I will trust you, Father. And then God says, and don't doubt that my plan for you, for your day, is always better than your plan. And I says, no, Lord, I won't. And I says, let me just tell you, Lord, thank you for everything. You see, in all things, give thanks. And God says, you're welcome, child. It's just another day being your God and your Father, because I love looking after my children. Amen? Okay, turn with me. I had to read that because I love that little story. And it ties in with what I'm preaching on, okay? Are you getting anything out of this today? Because I believe God is speaking to individuals here. The thing that I was saying about if you're dealing in occultish things, horoscopes, mediums, or you're thinking of going to clairvoyant or something, please have a change of heart here. Because God is saying you're going to open up a door to something that's going to hurt you, whoever that is. Okay? More messages. Praise God. So Luke chapter 8, and let's begin at verse 22, and I promise I won't take too long. And this is about the storm. Very interesting. We sang about that today in the meeting, so God was confirming what he was giving me this morning. Now it came to pass on a certain day when he went into the ship, his disciples, and he said unto them, let us go over the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came a storm of wind on the lake, and were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and woke him, and saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose, and he rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Now, we all go through storms of life. And God says that he has given each of us a measure of faith. A measure. Have you ever seen a mustard seed faith? You ever seen mustard seed? It is so small. So small. But God says, even if you only have a mustard seed faith, it is enough to get the job done if you'll put your trust in me. And the storms of life will come. Good and bad storms of life will come. But do you know what? Sometimes God allows the storms to come. And the reason he allows the storms to come is for you to overcome and to grow in your faith, because God wants to bring you to another level. I hear me. He wants to bring you to a level of maturity in your trust in him. That is what faith is. Hebrews 11, my favorite chapter in the whole of the Bible, other than Mark chapter 4 and other than, yeah. But Hebrews chapter 11 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Now faith is, it's now. So no matter what you're going through, if you put your trust in God right now, it shall come to pass. Now, there's some of you here that have got ministries that are birthing within you. There are some of you in here that want to go to a higher level with God. And God is saying, trust me in this. Don't worry about what's happening in the natural around you. Look to me. I am the author and the finisher of your faith. The worlds were framed by my word. I spoke faith and it came to pass. And so it shall be with you. And it doesn't matter how old or how young you are in the Lord right now. God says, I will bring you to another level, because you're living in the days now where God is going to move in his power on the old and the young and the in-between. And God is not finished with you if you're over a certain age. God is only just refiring you. Not retiring you. Amen. I heard old cliche I used to say when I was believing for victory and things from the Lord. I say, you know, I don't want pie in the sky when I die. I want steak in the plate while I wait. You know, and it's so true because we want to see God move now. This is our problem. We say, Lord, give me patience, but give me it now. We want everything instant. Instant coffee, instant food, stick it in a microwave. But God says, let us pass over. In other words, when the storm is raging, just continue on through the storm. Don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Keep your eyes focused on me. Do you know when they come through this storm, I'm going to wind this down. When they came through this storm, do you know that the devil was waiting at the other end of it? So even though you come through a storm, the enemy is going to see to it, he's going to come back at you. And he'll come back at you again. And he'll come back at you again. But you know, it's all to strengthen your faith. It's all to build you up in your most holy faith. That whenever the storms of life come, you're able to deal with them. And you know, it's easy for me to come and pray. I can come and lay hands on everyone in this room. And I can lay hands on everybody for their healing, for everything that they need. You know, no skin off my nose. You're the one's got to stand in faith. My faith is when I lay hands on you. Your faith is believing to receive what God says, above the natural circumstance. And so, I have always found, in my own case, when I'm believing for something for me, it is most difficult. And yet, I can go out and lay hands on someone and see, like a young lady I prayed with on the phone in London, who was having a baby and the placenta was in the way of it and they didn't know where to operate or what, and we agreed in prayer and the placenta moved out of the way and the baby came out normally. It's easy for me to pray. The girl was going through the mess, not Barry. You know. But God is no respecter of persons. And what he'll do for you, he'll do for me. But we've got to stand in it. And we've got to walk in it and trust him that when the storm comes, that we're going through no matter what. Amen. I've been in some storms. I'm going through some storms. And I will go through more storms down the track. But you know, as long as I have my trust in him, it doesn't matter what storm's coming, because he will bring me through. Do you know, he says that he will not let you bear anything you're not able to go through. Do you hear me? So it doesn't matter whether it's cancer, doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter whether it's financial. And yes, Lord. And there's people in here who are struggling financially. Right? And don't even talk about it because they're afraid for people would come and say, oh, you know, I thought they had plenty of money and they had this, that, and the other. That's not the case. It does not matter what the amount is. Doesn't matter how difficult the thing is. If you're in trouble and you need a word from God, you just got it. God says, trust me in all things. Put your trust. Don't lean in your own understanding. Proverbs 3 through to 6 says, trust in me, lean not on your own understanding. Trust in him. Trust in his word. For all too often, you see, we as believers have allowed the circumstances and the dictates of the flesh to hold us back. You know, God mustn't really want to give me that. You know, maybe it's not God's will. Well, it either is God's will or it's not. It's not a maybe. There's no in between. A double-minded man or woman gets absolutely nothing from God. And Proverbs also talks, Proverbs 4:22, I think it is, it says, don't speak out of your mouth double-sidedness or a froward mouth, the King James says. In other words, you can't speak blessing out of one side of your mouth and then speak doubt and unbelief out of the other side of it. How are you ever going to get answers to your prayers? It's like, for instance, we pray for healing. And the person, I receive it, yeah, praise God. And they walk out the door and the neighbor comes up and says, well, hi, I'm not just feeling too good today, but the boy prayed for me. So we need to speak and be consistent with what we say out of our mouths in line with what the word says, not with what the circumstance says or the dictates of the flesh. Hello. Now, if I was telling you some stuff that happened to me on my way down here this morning, I would be talking out of my flesh, not out of my spirit. All right? And believe me, sickness tried to come on me this morning coming down to this meeting. But what did I do? I sat here, got into the worship and focused on God, focused on the people of God and what God wanted to do. And I'm standing here preaching. I haven't got a sore throat. I haven't got a runny nose. I've got nothing. I'm standing on the Word of God. Why? Because God says, put your trust in me. Amen? Amen. Okay, let's wrap this all up. There's a lot more I want to say, but I want to bring tonight. Just please, if those of you that are coming tonight, let me say this to you. Bring the sick in here tonight. God wants to minister to people tonight. And he'll minister to you, those of you here this morning, if you can't. But there are those of you in here that may not get here tonight and you may need prayer this morning. That's fine. I'll pray with you and lay hands on you. We'll believe together. No problem with that. But tonight, I want to focus on that. I need to spend some more time in prayer this afternoon for that, okay? But praise God. So lean not on your own understanding. Put your trust in God. And you will see the salvation of God working in your life. I promise you, His Word is true. It is the Word that is the truth. And it's the truth that will set you free this morning. Amen? Amen. Everybody agree? Let's pray. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you for all that you are and all that you've done. Here this morning, we thank you for the praise and for the worship that has gone up before you, Lord, that has been a sweet-smelling incense unto you. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I've delivered what I believe you asked me to do this morning. Lord, you told me to come without an agenda and come just to speak from my heart those things, Lord, in the scriptures that you've given me. And Father, I thank you that, Lord, by doing that, you have set the agenda for tonight. You've set the agenda, Father God, for an expectancy of a move of God in this place. And Father God, I know, Lord, that we will not be disappointed. Lord, that we will go out of here different than the way we came in. And so, Father, we give you praise and honor and glory for every person in this place and the sound of my voice today. And I thank you, Lord God, that those that are here that do not know you, that, Lord God, that this be the day that they will say, I need to make Jesus the Lord of my life. I need to come into the kingdom of God. And Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Father. You're speaking to the hearts of those in here today that are in that position. Lord, those that have got sickness in their body, those that need a touch from you, that Father God, you're speaking to those this morning. And Lord God, I thank you and I praise you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way in this place today and tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just while your heads are bowed right now, I'm just conscious there may be some people in here that do not know Jesus Christ this morning. And if you're in that position, please do not put it off. I prayed with a man not so long ago, and he had 3 hours to live. And he came into the kingdom and died 3 hours later. That's leaving it too fine. And if you're sitting here and you do not know Jesus Christ this morning, I implore you, make the decision today. So if there's anyone in here like that, I'm not going to prolong it. I just want you to slip your hand up. If you are that person or persons and you're willing to take that step of faith and trust Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior, then would you do that right now? Would you raise your hand for me? Is there any? Okay. I'm not going to prolong that. Any of you that need healing in your body this morning, I was conscious of someone having a problem in the hips area and the lower back. Anybody in that, would you want to come out and we lay hands on you and pray with you? Or anyone else that needs prayer this morning, let's do that before they go for teas and coffees and stuff like that. Would you like to come up and play something? So if there's anyone and you want prayer, where's Pastor? Pastor, do you want to come up just in case there's some folks do come up? I'm always subject to the pastor of the church. And by that I mean, even though I've been given the floor, I have to come through the pastor because he's your pastor, not me. And so that's why I want him up here with the anointing on him as well. So if you need prayer, healing, the floor is open for a couple of minutes. If you don't, and if you're happy enough sitting where you are and taking your pain and sickness home with you again, that's fine, you do that. So praise God. I just deliver the message. I'm only the messenger boy. Amen. God bless you.